Welcome back to another episode of Sleep Whispers. I'm Harris, and this is a podcast of whispered ramblings and whispered readings to help you to relax and fall asleep. This is episode number 60, and this is a Whisperpedia episode focusing solely on a reading about the benefits of sleep. But before I get to that, I want to give a shout out to Roman, Madeline, and Graham. Oh, I just realized that that doesn't make sense, a shout out, because I don't shout, I whisper. All right, a whisper out, that just sounds ridiculous. I'm not going to call this a whisper out. How about I call this a quiet nod? Yeah, I think I like that better. All right, and nod has a double meaning. It means acknowledgement, and it means sleep. All right. I think I've got the term now that I want to use. So, a quiet nod to Roman, Madeline, and Graham. Your mom told me that you three listen to me while you fall asleep. And you even know my opening comments by heart, and you say them at the same time when I say them. That is the most endearing thing I've ever heard. Well, thank you for listening, and I picked tonight's Whisperpedia topic just for you. I remember being a kid and having trouble falling asleep. And I would just lie there, wide awake in my bed. And then I'd start wondering, why do I have to sleep anyway? That was such a mystery to me when I was a child. Well, Roman, Madeline, and Graham, you are all about to learn a bunch of fun facts as I read some of the sections from the Wikipedia article titled Sleep. And here are some of the things that you'll be learning about. Getting the proper amount of sleep can improve your cognitive ability, which means make you smarter. Improve your temperament, which means helps make you less cranky. Improve your vocabulary and language skills. help you to live longer. Help to keep your cardiovascular system healthy, which means sleeping helps to keep your heart and your blood vessels healthy. Help you to maintain a healthy weight. Help you to clear wastes and gunk out of your brain. Helps your wounds to heal faster. Reduces your risk of getting sick from infections. Helps you to remember things better and learn things more easily. So basically, sleep helps you to grow bigger, stronger, smarter, and healthier. And you'll learn about a lot more additional interesting stuff. And there'll be lots of fancy science words that will definitely help to put you to sleep. I hope you enjoy it. Select sections from the Wikipedia article, Sleep. The first section I'll read is about the importance of sleep for children. By the time infants reach the age of 2, their brain size has reached 90% of an adult-sized brain. A majority of this brain growth has occurred during the period of life with the highest rate of sleep. The hours that children spend asleep influence their ability to perform on cognitive tasks. Children who sleep through the night and have few night waking episodes have higher cognitive attainments and easier temperaments than other children. Sleep also influences language development. To test this, researchers taught infants a fake language and then observed their recollection of the rules for that language. Infants who slept within 4 hours of learning the language could remember the language rules better, while infants who stayed awake longer did not recall those rules as well. There is also a relationship between infants' vocabulary and sleeping. Infants who sleep longer at night at 12 months have better vocabularies at 26 months. The next section is about the importance of sleep for everyone. The optimal amount of sleep is not a meaningful concept unless the timing of that sleep is seen in relation to an individual's circadian rhythms. A person's major sleep episode is relatively inefficient and inadequate when it occurs at the wrong time of day. One should be asleep at least 6 hours before the lowest body temperature. The timing is correct when the following two circadian markers occur after the middle of the sleep episode and before awakening. Maximum concentration of the hormone melatonin and minimum core body temperature. Human sleep needs vary by age and amongst individuals, and sleep is considered to be adequate when there is no daytime sleepiness or dysfunction. Moreover, self-reported sleep duration is only moderately correlated with actual sleep time as measured by actigraphy, and those affected with the sleep state misperception may typically report having slept only 4 hours despite having slept a full 8 hours. A University of California, San Diego psychiatry study of more than 1 million adults found that people who live the longest self-report sleeping for 6 to 7 hours each night. Another study of sleep duration and mortality risk in women showed similar results. Other studies show that sleeping more than 7 to 8 hours per day has been consistently associated with increased mortality, though this study suggests the cause is probably other factors such as depression and socioeconomic status, which would correlate statistically. Researchers at the University of Warwick and University College London have found that lack of sleep can more than double the risk of death from cardiovascular disease, but that too much sleep can also be associated with a doubling of the risk of death, though not primarily from cardiovascular disease. Professor Francesco Cappuccio said, "Short sleep has been shown to be a risk factor for weight gain, hypertension, and type 2 diabetes, sometimes leading to mortality. But in contrast to the short sleep mortality association, it appears that no potential mechanisms by which long sleep could be associated with increased mortality have yet to be investigated. Some candidate causes for this include depression, low socioeconomic status, and cancer-related fatigue. In terms of prevention, our findings indicate that consistently sleeping around 7 hours per night is optimal for health and a sustained reduction may predispose to ill health. Nevertheless, some new studies have identified links between too little or too much sleep with metabolic disorders such as obesity and type 2 diabetes. There was a strong genetic correlation between undersleeping and body mass index, but not type 2 diabetes. There was also a genetic correlation between oversleeping and both body mass index and type 2 diabetes. However, cause and effect is not easily determined because of multiple confounding factors affecting sleep patterns and disease risk. Furthermore, sleep difficulties are closely associated with psychiatric disorders such as depression, alcoholism, and bipolar disorder. Up to 90% of adults with depression are found to have sleep difficulties. Dysregulation found on EEG includes disturbances in sleep continuity, decreased delta sleep, and altered REM patterns with regard to latency, distribution across the night, and density of eye movements. The next section is about sleep recommendations for each age group. Children need many hours of sleep per day in order to develop and function properly. Up to 18 hours for newborn babies, with a declining rate as a child ages. Early in 2015, after a 2-year study, the National Sleep Foundation in the United States announced the following newly revised recommendations. Newborns aged 0 to 3 months should get 14 to 17 hours of sleep. Infants ages 4 to 11 months should get 12 to 15 hours of sleep. Toddlers ages 1 to 2 years should get 11 to 14 hours of sleep. Preschoolers ages 3 to 4 years should get 10 to 13 hours of sleep. School-age children ages 5 to 12 years should get 9 to 11 hours of sleep. Teenagers ages 13 to 17 years should get 8 to 10 hours of sleep. Adults ages 18 to 64 years should get 7 to 9 hours of sleep. and older adults, ages 65 years and over, should get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. The next section is about the functions of sleep. The multiple hypotheses proposed to explain the function of sleep reflect the incomplete understanding of the subject. When asked, after 50 years of research, what he knew about the reason people sleep, William C. Dement, founder of Stanford University's Sleep Research Center, answered, "As far as I know, the only reason we need to sleep that is really, really solid is because we get sleepy." It is likely that sleep evolved to fulfill some primeval function and took on multiple functions over time. This may be analogous to the larynx, which controls the passage of food and air, but descended over time to develop speech capabilities. Sleep is sometimes thought to help conserve energy, though this theory is not fully adequate, as it only decreases metabolism by about 5 to 10%. Some of the many proposed functions of sleep are as follows: increased waste clearance of the brain is one of them. A publication by LZ and colleagues in 2013 explored the efficiency of the glymphatic system during sleep and provided the first direct evidence that the clearance of interstitial waste products increases during the resting state. Using a combination of diffusion ionophoresis techniques pioneered by Nicholson and colleagues, in vivo two-photon imaging, and electroencephalography to confirm the wake and sleep states, Zia and Nedergaard demonstrated that the changes in efficiency of CSF and ISF exchange between the awake and sleeping brain were caused by expansion and contraction of the extracircular space, which increased by about 60% in the sleeping brain to promote clearance of interstitial wastes such as amyloid beta. On the basis of these findings, they hypothesized that the restorative properties of sleep may be linked to increased glymphatic clearance of metabolic waste products produced by neural activity in the awake brain. Wound healing has been shown to be affected by sleep. It has also been shown that sleep deprivation affects the immune system. It is now possible to state that sleep loss impairs immune function and immune challenge alters sleep. And it has been suggested that sleep increases white blood cell counts. A 2014 study found that depriving mice of sleep increased cancer growth and dampened the immune system's ability to control cancers. Sleep has also been theorized to effectively combat the accumulation of free radicals in the brain by increasing the efficiency of endogenous antioxidant mechanisms. The effect of sleep duration on somatic growth is not completely known. One study recorded growth, height, and weight as correlated to parent-reported time in bed in 305 children over a period of 9 years, ages 1 to 10. It was found that the variation in sleep duration among children does not seem to have an effect on growth. It is well established that slow wave sleep affects growth hormone levels in adult men. During 8 hours sleep, Van Cotter, LeBrault, and Platt found that the men with a high percentage of SWS, average of 24%, also had high growth hormone secretion, while subjects with a low percentage of SWS, average 9%, had low growth hormone secretion. There is some supporting evidence of the restorative function of sleep. The sleeping brain has been shown to remove metabolic waste products at a faster rate than during an awake state. While awake, metabolism generates reactive oxygen species, which are damaging to cells. In sleep, metabolic rates decrease, and reactive oxygen species generation is reduced, allowing restorative processes to take over. It is theorized that sleep helps facilitate the synthesis of molecules that help repair and protect the brain from these harmful elements generated during waking. The metabolic phase during sleep is anabolic. Anabolic hormones, such as growth hormones, are secreted preferentially during sleep. Energy conservation could as well have been accomplished by resting quiescent without shutting off the organism from the environment, potentially a dangerous situation. A sedentary, non-sleeping animal is more likely to survive predators while still preserving energy. Sleep, therefore, seems to serve another purpose or other purposes than simply conserving energy. Another potential purpose for sleep could be to restore signal strength in synapses that are activated while awake to a baseline level, weakening unnecessary connections that do better facilitate learning and memory functions again the next day. This means the brain is forgetting some of the things we learn each day. According to the ontogenetic hypothesis of REM sleep, the activity occurring during neonatal REM sleep, or active sleep, seems to be particularly important to the developing organism. Studies investigating the effects of deprivation of active sleep have shown that deprivation early in life can result in behavioral problems, permanent sleep disruption, decreased brain mass, and an abnormal amount of neuronal cell death. REM sleep appears to be important for development of the brain. REM sleep occupies the majority of time of sleep of infants who spend most of their time sleeping. Among different species, the more immature the baby is born, the more time it spends in REM sleep. Proponents also suggest that REM-induced muscle inhibition in the presence of brain activation exists to allow for brain development by activating the synapses, yet without any motor consequences that may get the infant in trouble. Additionally, REM deprivation results in developmental abnormalities later in life. However, this does not explain why older adults still need REM sleep. Scientists have shown numerous ways in which sleep is related to memory. In a study conducted by Turner, Drummond, Salamat, and Brown in 2007, working memory was shown to be affected by sleep deprivation. Working memory is important because it keeps information active for further processing and supports higher level cognitive functions such as decision making, reasoning, and episodic memory. The study allowed 18 women and 22 men to sleep only 26 minutes per night over a 4-day period. Subjects were given initial cognitive tests while well rested, and then were tested again twice a day during the 4 days of sleep deprivation. On the final test, the average working memory span of the sleep-deprived group had dropped by 38% in comparison to the control group. The relation between working memory and sleep can also be explored by testing how working memory works during sleep. Deltrazzo, Claude, Tilleman, Bastucci, and Perrin, using event-related potentials to the perception of sentences during sleep, showed that working memory for linguistic information is partially preserved during sleep, with a smaller capacity compared to wake. Memory seems to be affected differently by by certain stages of sleep, such as REM and slow wave sleep, SWS. In one study, multiple groups of human subjects were used, weight control groups, and sleep test groups. Sleep and wake groups were taught a task and were then tested on it, both on early and late nights, with the order of nights balanced across participants. When the subjects' brains were scanned during sleep, hypnograms revealed that SWS was the dominant sleep stage during the early night, representing around 23% on average for sleep stage activity. The early night test group performed 16% better on the declarative memory test than the control group. During late night sleep, which entails more time spent in REM, the test group performed 25% better on the procedural memory test than the control group. This suggests that procedural memory benefits from late, REM-rich sleep, whereas declarative memory benefits from early, slow-wave-rich sleep. A study has also been done involving direct current stimulation to the prefrontal cortex to increase the amount of slow oscillations during SWS. The direct current stimulation greatly enhanced word pair retention the following day, giving evidence that SWS plays a large role in the consolidation of episodic memories. The different studies suggest that there is a correlation between sleep and the complex functions of memory. Harvard sleep researchers Saper and Stickgold point out that an essential part of memory and learning consists of nerve cell dendrites sending out information to the cell body to be organized into new neuronal connections. This process demands that no external information is presented to these dendrites, and it is suggested that this may be why it is during sleep that memories and knowledge are solidified and organized. Recent studies examining gene expression and evolutionary increases in brain size offer complementary support for the role of sleep in the mammalian memory consolidation theory. Evolutionary advances in the size of the mammalian amygdala, a brain structure active during sleep and involved in memory processing, are also associated with increases in NREM sleep durations. Likewise, nighttime gene expression differs from daytime expression and specifically targets genes thought to be involved in memory consolidation and brain plasticity. The preservation and protection theory holds that sleep serves an adaptive function. It protects the animal during that portion of the 24-hour day in which being awake and hence roaming around would place the individual at greatest risk. Organisms do not require 24 hours to feed themselves and meet other necessities. From this perspective of adaptation, organisms are safer by staying out of harm's way, where potentially they could be prey to other, stronger organisms. They sleep at times that maximize their safety, given their physical capacities and their habitats. This theory fails to explain why the brain disengages from the external environment during normal sleep. However, the brain consumes a large portion of the body's energy at any one time, and preservation of energy could only occur by limiting its sensory inputs. Another argument against the theory is that sleep is not simply a passive consequence of removing the animal from the environment, but it is a drive. Animals alter their behaviors in order to obtain sleep. Therefore, circadian regulation is more than sufficient to explain periods of activity and quiescence that are adaptive to an organism. But the more peculiar specializations of sleep probably serve different and unknown functions. Moreover, the preservation theory needs to explain why carnivores, like lions, which are on top of the food chain and thus have little to fear, sleep the most. It has been suggested that they need to minimize energy expenditure when not hunting. I hope you are deeply relaxed and have wonderful dreams. Good night. Sleep well.